Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, January 18th, 2021. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. It's Martin Luther King Day, a day of service. Sunday was pretty much a peaceful day at the Capitol buildings, and the guy that built the other wall, the Wall of Sound, has died. Today is Martin Luther King Day. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is best known for his leadership during the American Civil Rights Movement of the 50s and 60s, a wave of activism contesting racial segregation, discrimination, disenfranchisement, and injustice. From 1955 to 1968, Dr. King led several efforts to eliminate Jim Crow laws and other forms of systemic racism that hindered the mobility of people of color in the U.S. From sit-ins to marches, Dr. King championed demonstrations that combined nonviolence with direct action. Today, the King holiday serves multiple purposes. It honors the total legacy of King, focuses on the issue of civil rights, highlights the use of nonviolence to promote change, and calls people into public service. Well, total opposite of Martin Luther King Day, we had federal officials warning us of armed and potentially violent protests at all 50 state capitals and the U.S. Capitol in the days leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration, according to an internal FBI bulletin. It was issued to law enforcement partners. The bulletin cautioned that demonstrations could begin as soon as Sunday and are expected to continue through the inauguration. They did start Sunday. Law enforcement members and journalists, though, outnumbered the few people who did show up at state capitals across the nation. A few states, though, like Michigan and Ohio, did have some large groups show up, some wearing attire or affiliating themselves with the Boogaloo movement. Other than that, though, it was a peaceful Sunday for the most part. The nation's capital was quiet Sunday as well amid unprecedented security measures. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz said that a post-presidential impeachment wouldn't work and goes against the Constitution after House Democrats voted to impeach the president last week. It'll be unconstitutional, but that probably won't bother the senators, Dershowitz told Fox News Sunday. There is no jurisdiction. You can't put citizen Trump on trial. If you could do that, it would be a bill of attainder. Number one, putting somebody on trial who was not a sitting president, Dershowitz said, adding that the implications would be horrendous. A spokesperson for Trump said Saturday that it hasn't been decided who'll be representing Trump during the impeachment trial. Parler's website suddenly appeared online January 17th with a message from its CEO, John Mates, who said, "Hello, world, is this thing on?" The message is suggesting Parler was able to find another hosting service, coming about just a week after Amazon Web Services booted the social media website from its services, taking the site down. Meanwhile, the congresswoman that wants to impeach Joe Biden before his seat is actually warm, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, announced her personal Twitter account was suspended by the social media company. According to a statement from her office on January 17th, the Republican freshman congresswoman said that the San Francisco-based company claimed she made posts that could lead to a risk of violence. Officials at Twitter didn't respond to a request for comment by press time. Our saying of the day, today's celebration is about the unity that Catholics have together as they have in common with Christ. Quote of the day, understanding is the sure and clear knowledge of some invisible thing. St. Bernard. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, winter is actually here now, and so is the pinko commie purge of all things MAGA and President Trump. But one thing the purgers haven't taken away from us is the liberty to buy the coffee that we want to drink. That's why you should try the Crusade Channel's very own Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Every bag of our hand-roasted Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee is made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is always made from 100% organic, fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, then delivered to you. So, exercise your liberty to drink the coffee of kings. A king dude, that is. And stock up on Crusade Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee in whole bean or grind at mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Today's feast is the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. It's not merely about a piece of furniture. The celebration is about the unity that Catholics have together as they have in common with Christ. The first principle of the ordinance is about Christian unity. St. Basil the Great, the Church's greatest ecumenist, literally expended his life on the work of building bridges between Orthodox brethren who shared a common faith, but who had become separated from one another in a church badly fragmented by controversy. He taught that the work of Christian unity requires deliberate and ceaseless effort. Like an old coat which is always being torn and is difficult to mend, the unity of the church must never be taken for granted, but it does require great diligence and courage from her leaders. Well, as charges pile up against people who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, one of the consequences defendants could face is the loss of the right to have guns. Trump's support and Second Amendment enthusiasm often overlap, which suggests many of the nearly 100 people charged and hundreds more that are likely to be charged may own firearms, even if they didn't have them during the siege. Conviction of even something as innocuous sounding as knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority can bring 10 years in prison if the person carries a gun or dangerous weapon, or if the offense results in significant bodily injury. Other charges filed against some of the intruders, such as felony theft of government property, assault on a federal law enforcement officer, and carrying a gun on Capitol grounds, can carry severe penalties in addition to felon status. Phil Spector, the eccentric and revolutionary music producer who transformed rock music with his wall of sound method and who later was convicted of murder, has died. He was 81. California State Prison officials said he died at a hospital Saturday of natural causes. Spector was convicted of murdering actress Lana Clarkson in 2003 at his castle-like mansion on the edge of Los Angeles. After a trial in 2009, he was sentenced to 19 years to life in prison. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.